And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is coming back home to your true self. We see human beings take on so many layers and wardrobe that is not the true self. The self and nature and quality and characteristic of that which God, the creator of this realm and all of life, designed. The point of birth, the arrival of you into the earth realm, was the moment of your magnificence and your true being, untouched, pure, reflecting those things of God that God designed for you, whether it be joyful, dancing, fairy-like, or perhaps more grounded and thoughtful and able to and loving to face different tasks and to problem solve. It is a full range, as you know, because God is infinite and your human life is an expression of infinite God, uniquely you here on earth. So we ask you to consider this, if you will, to take a moment and reflect and remember and to feel your true nature, who you truly are. And then, using your imagination, see the choices that you made during your lifetime to become something different, to tweak an aspect, to perhaps make yourself more lovable or acceptable or, quote, successful. Step by step, you chose to reframe yourself in a way according to your ego mind, the narrow, limited human mind that only wants to keep you away from risk and harm as it perceives it. But, dear ones, it is full of fear, and it sees harm at every turn when it is not there and it is not the truth. Come back home to your true self, your true nature, your true design, unfettered by lies and limitations and constraints and the difficulties that your human mind has assigned to you in this lifetime. Your spirit and God know exactly what this lifetime is intended to be for you, for your own growth and evolution, and your soul's fulfillment. There is a much bigger picture going on than just your human mind focused narrowly with its head bowed on this specific human experience and the stories that are part of it. Lift up your eyes, dear ones, to that which created you and to the glory and beauty and magnificence of that which created you, God, and know how beloved, treasured, and perfect you are, designed by God, expressing God in a unique and special way. It is your spirit's opportunity to fulfill the promise of this lifetime for you. Your human mind is not capable of knowing what this is. It does not vibrate at that speed. Truthfully, it vibrates at the speed of fear, which is, as you know, a frequency and a level more dense and much lower than spirit. So we ask you this week coming up to spend a little time with this exercise of allowing yourself to come back home to your true self, the truth of who you are in God's eyes, as your spirit knows you and as you truly are. And it is good also to see the choices that you made to encumber and redesign your presentation to the world, not your true self. Look at these choices, and we are hoping that you are comfortable as you recognize them and the frequency of them and their imposition on your energy, your life force. As you do this, you may choose to release that choice and those behaviors to God. Ask for this release to be at every level of your being, so there is nothing left of that choice and that imposition on your true nature. You will feel lighter, freer, and of course, much more like yourself. We will remind you also as you do this that those around you may feel shaken up. Who is this person? They may ask. But stay true to yourself, because as you become your true self, it allows others to become their true selves, their true nature as well. There may be a moment of discomfort, yes, but this is a blessing for all of life. Do this work this week and see how it goes. See how you feel. Observe how your body feels. We believe you will love the process. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.